She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I recently went away for the weekend, and my husband, who's very health conscious as well, tends to treat my daughter a little bit more. I mean, he did take her to an all-organic pizza place, but then, you know, a little treat here, a little treat there. But I did say to him, next time I go away, do not buy her Jell-O under any circumstances. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm saying this, but our wonderful guest, Vanni Hari, is not. She is the food babe, and she has come up against big corporations and has told them what is going on, why we need to look at what is in our food supply. Vanni, we are absolutely thrilled to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So, by the way, my husband said I would never buy her Jell-O, but he's like, well, what's going on with Jell-O? And when I saw on your site, my mouth hit the floor. I mean, I knew it wasn't nutritious, but it is downright disgusting. Tell us why we should avoid Jell-O.
Yeah, you know, this is a product that I, you know, I don't shop in a conventional grocery store that much anymore because I try to, like, buy local and go to the farmer's market and do that thing. But, you know, lately I've been traveling a lot, so I found myself in conventional markets, and I swear this is where I get most of the inspiration for the things I write about on foodbabe.com. And one of the products that, you know, time in, time out, I've seen in every grocery store across America and across the world, actually, is Jell-O. I mean, it's something that everyone feeds their children when they're little. They feed it to their children when they're sick. You know, it's the one thing that you get in the hospital after you've had surgery. You know, I personally had it served to me after I had my appendix taken out. And, you know, it's one of those things that has become part of our culture. It's fun. You know, you've got Bill Cosby on TV, you know, on TV on commercials, like, yep, you know, touting this stuff with tons of little kids, you know, showing that they love this stuff. And I mean, who doesn't love Jell-O? It tastes great. I mean, it's pure, basically, sugar, right? But when I started looking at the ingredients, I got really horrified. You know, one of the things that I found out immediately is that every single Jell-O product out there has artificial food dyes. And if you know me from my work from Kraft and getting them to remove artificial food dyes out of their mac and cheese, you know that it's linked to hyperactivity, that using artificial food dyes in other countries warrants warning labels that say may cause adverse effects on activity and attention in children. It's contaminated with carcinogens. It's linked to allergies, asthma, eczema, etc. And so I was like, okay, so Kraft is not even offering a Jell-O without these very harmful chemicals towards children, but this is a children product. This is something that I feel like every child across America has had at one point in their life. And then when I started to dig a little deeper, I saw that the other ingredients in here were very alarming. Other ingredients that are banned in other countries, like BHA, that's, you know, linked to cancer. When they had studies on rats, they showed tumors growing. And it's an ingredient that's actually banned all over the globe, and is not used by Kraft and other products that they sell in overseas that they've that other manufacturers have taken out, like Kellogg's has taken out BHA, BHT for all of their cereals. But here in the United States, we still use it. And this is something that's used in Jell-O to preserve it. The other things that I found were that there's this new study that came out from Purdue University that showed that the amount of artificial food dyes that we are being exposed to are much higher than the FDA ever considered when they originally approved these artificial food dyes, and that Jell-O actually has more artificial food dyes than, like, red velvet cake that you think, you know, is dyed throughout, has more artificial food dyes than strawberry Nesquik, than typical gummy bears, that's candy. So, you know, this is something that's been innocuous to being healthy because it's something that you eat because it's easy on the stomach, but really it's destroying your body from within, and really it's just a ton of sugar combined with these artificial ingredients that preserve it and put it on shelves so that it can stay there very long, and then flavored with artificial flavor that's made from petroleum products, not real ingredients, and then, colored with these artificial food dyes, and then, you know, these other additives. So It's one of the worst products that I've actually ever seen on the supermarket shelves when you look at the ingredient list. And it's actually one of the products that I think needs to be absolutely eradicated across the board. It needs to be taken off of grocery store shelves everywhere and replaced with something that's more natural and that something that's not going to like harm our children and harm people across the nation.
No, I couldn't agree more, Vani. And for me, you know, I'm a mom. I have three kids. And food coloring is really my nemesis. And a lot of the ingredients that you mentioned are on our Scary 7 list, you know, the BHT. I mean, these are chemicals that have serious side effects and, like you said, Vani, are not allowed in other countries. I want to talk a little bit about Subway because we have about 3 minutes left and the azo dicarbonamide. But I do want to say quickly that I was watching TV. The hockey game was on Sunday night, and my son was watching, and he said, Mommy, look, they're talking about no high fructose corn syrup on this commercial. So I looked at it, and it was a Subway commercial. And Vani, I've been meaning to tell you this for like a couple of days now. It was a Subway commercial that said how they're striving to improve their ingredients, and they have no high fructose corn syrup, no azo dicarbonamide, and I think it was no trans fat. So kudos to you. I mean, what you've done with the whole Subway thing, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about it, because my hat goes off to you for it.
Well, thank you so much. You know, this is something that I've been battling actually for a year and a half since I did my original investigation on Subway. And there was a coworker that I was sitting with, you know, at work. I was actually a full-time consultant up until last year. So I was actually working and doing Food Babe at the full time at the same time. So I was always getting inspiration at work. And so my coworker would always come in with a Subway sandwich, and I really cared about him. He was one of my really good friends. And I just got sick of seeing it. So I was like, you know, I gave up Subway because I just stopped craving it and wanting it after I started eating a real whole food diet. And so, but I really didn't understand what was in it that made me kind of repulsed by it. And so I started to investigate. And one of the ingredients that I found that I didn't know what it was at the time, couldn't even pronounce it at the time, was azo dicarbonamide. And when I investigated that ingredient, what I found out was startling. That Singapore fines you $450,000 and will put you in prison for 15 years for using it. And I was like, gosh, they're doing this type of measure for using this type of ingredient. There's got to be something really wrong with it. And what I found out was there was a study that shows when it's heated, it's considered a carcinogen. And when workers use it in factories, they can become asthmatic just breathing it in. And then I found out that there was this spill of this chemical in Chicago, and they had to be, you know, the people around it had to be evacuated within like a mile radius. So I was like, this is something in bread? This is something that should not be in bread. And then I found out that Subway voluntarily doesn't use it in all of these other countries, but it's feeding it to us. And so I wrote about it a year and a half ago. I filmed a video of me eating a yoga mat because it's the same chemical in yoga mat and shoe rubber and to get a point. And eventually I had enough when Michelle Obama came on screen at a Subway and said that this is healthy for all kids across America. And so I knew something had to be done because if she was duped, so many more millions of people are being duped and people had to know the truth. And so I started a petition, and within 24 hours, 50,000 signatures landed on that petition, and Subway responded, and it was absolutely an amazing win for getting rid of some of these chemicals in our food supply. And since then, I think this is the biggest accomplishment, is that Subway has not only taken it out, but the biggest bread manufacturers across the nation are working to get it out. I mean, huge ones, Bimbo, which is the largest one. There's been Olive Garden is taking it out of their breadsticks. Pizza Hut's taking it out. I mean, huge, big corporations. So that's incredible.
Good for you, Vani. Well, we're out of time for today, but congratulations on all your amazing work and keep up the fight for all of us. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to visit Vani's website, you can visit her at foodbabe.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at TheFoodBabe. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.